Europe. Ukraine's Air Force. Late arrival. How much of a difference will Ukraine's new F-16s make?
Better late than never. Since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022, Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, has been pleading for F-16 fighter jets. The first 10 of an eventual 79 arrived in Ukraine on the last day of July, a year after the reluctant Biden administration finally gave its more eager European allies the green light to send them. By the end of 2024, Ukraine should be flying 20 of the American-made fighter jets. The rest, promised by the so-called F-16 coalition, led by Denmark and the Netherlands, will arrive in batches during 2025. Frustration about how long it has taken to get the aircraft to Ukraine is intense, says Ben Hodges, a former commander of American forces in Europe. One reason for the delay in providing sufficient numbers to make an impact, he says, is a pitiful lack of training slots for Ukrainian pilots, a policy decision by the administration. Ukraine has excellent battle-hardened pilots. But F-16s, even these relatively old ones, differ sharply from the Soviet-era MiG-29s and Sukhoi-27s they're used to. Another factor has been the time needed to get the infrastructure in place. The aircraft requires more maintenance than its Russian equivalents. Flight engineers need as much training as pilots, though some Western civilian contractors are almost certainly on the ground in Ukraine. The incoming aircraft are a priority target for the Russians, says Nico Langer, a former chief of staff in Germany's defense ministry. So they have been deployed secretly in dispersed bases with underground or hardened shelters, along with decoys. But that makes the logistics harder, needing more people and spare parts. Douglas Barry of the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London thinks their main immediate value is a boost to morale. America is reportedly equipping them with advanced air-to-air missiles, such as the long-range version of the AIM 120 and the AIM 9X, the newest version of the Sidewinder, as well as high-speed anti-radiation missiles. They will be able to carry up to 4 GBU-39 glide bombs, basically a shell with stubby wings that can be launched from a plane, which, while smaller than their Russian equivalents, are far more accurate and longer range. They can also carry cluster munitions to be used against troops and armoured formations. Upgraded radars are said to be on the way. The F-16s could lessen the impunity with which Russian Su-34s have been pummeling Ukraine's front lines. The Russians have been launching more than 100 crude but effective glide bombs every day without having to leave Russian airspace. A priority, says Mr. Langer, will be to force Russian pilots to stay farther back or risk being shot down. But with numbers building up slowly, it may take some time before the F-16s can have much impact. A recent report by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, another think tank, says Ukraine needs many more aircraft than have so far been promised. Of the 79 committed, at least 10 are two-seat trainers. Some of the others may be in such poor shape as to serve mainly as a source of spare parts. Ukraine may have enough for just 3 to 4 squadrons. The report says it needs 12 squadrons or more with 18 planes per squadron to achieve local air superiority and support a ground offensive. It will take time to integrate the F-16s with Ukraine's air defense systems and to acquire operating experience. Coordinating aircraft flying from multiple airfields will be challenging. One key to unlocking their potential is the ASC-890 control and surveillance aircraft. In May, Sweden said it would donate two of them. Still, the F-16's arrival marks the start of building a NATO standard air force. It plugs Ukraine into the F-16's well-developed supply chain. NATO systems, such as Storm Shadow Scalp missiles, will be far more effective when carried by a plane they were designed for, rather than lashed onto elderly MiGs and Sukhois. Ukraine's F-16s also come equipped with Link-16, a NATO tactical data link that allows secure communications and better situational awareness. Too few and too late though they may be, the F-16s are a boost.